Welcome everyone, we're about to begin Be'ez Hashem BPM Shir number 153. That's Bais Pnimi Shir for Men Shir number 153. We're in the book Win-Win Marriage by Cheskel Seltzer, and we're talking about the importance of daily interactions that build a marriage, and daily practice number one about building gratitude, about Akaras HaTov. He brings a quote from Abraham Lincoln, an interesting quote. He says, we can complain that rose bushes have thorns, or we can rejoice that thorn bushes have roses. In other words, we have the rose with thorns around it, and what is what we focus on? And the word Jew, or Yehudi, as we're called, comes from the root word, which means hoida, to thank. Gratitude is the essence of a Jew. The Gemara says about Rav Chiya, his wife was a difficult one, and he just continued to give her gifts. And colleagues asked if she was so difficult, why does he do that? And Rav Chiya replied, it's enough that she raises our children, keeps us from sin. In other words, the message behind Rav Chiya and what he did and what he's teaching us is that she may be doing things wrong, but we still need to be grateful towards our wife. So first he goes into, before talking about why Hakaras HaTov, gratitude, is so important in marriage, he examines the benefits and obstacles to gratitude overall. Recent research has shown that gratitude is not just a mila, a good midah to have, but it's a key to happiness. People's happiness levels could be stable for a very, very long time. It's called a happiness set point. So as an example, if someone wins a lottery or Chalila becomes paralyzed from the neck down, like a something that's seemingly very, very good or in something really difficult, what we'll find is research has shown that 3 or 6 months later, they will return to their previous level of happiness. These findings may be troubling to people because it undermines the idea that everyone says that I'll be happy when this and this happens, if I make that lucrative business deal, if I make a siyum hashas, if I take my vacation, my wife on this wonderful vacation and marrying off our children and all that, that will make me permanently happy. And that's just simply not the case. So what really gets you to the point of happiness and raising that bar of happiness in a consistent way? That's gratitude. Hakaras HaTov. There's a book by Dr. Robert A. Emmons. He's a professor of psychology in the University of California. He wrote a book, Thanks, How Practicing Gratitude Can Make You Happier. And he described his groundbreaking research there. People were asked to daily journal their moods and physical health and general attitudes. And he divided the group into three. And each week for 10 weeks, they were told to do as follows. One group, the first group, wrote down 5 things they were grateful for what had happened to them in the last week. So that first group is called the gratitude condition. The second group wrote down 5 hassles or 5 difficulties from the previous week. They were called hassle conditions. The third group just listed 5 events. Don't focus on the positive or negative, just neutral. That's a control condition. At the end of 10 weeks, those who were in the gratitude condition felt 25% happier. They were more optimistic about the future. They felt better about their lives. And even 6 weeks later, their lives manifested these positive attitudes. So first he did this research. It was criticized because he was doing the test on young, healthy graduate students. But would the same results happen with people that were chronically ill with severe, serious, debilitating conditions? So he did a follow-up study, and he recruited adults who had these diseases, neuromuscular disorders, being crippled from polio, things like that. And he also divided them into 3 groups, which we said, one focusing on the gratitude, the other one focusing on the hassles, the other one just neutral. He did the same thing. And after the 21-day study, they found the same thing, that participants of the gratitude condition were much more satisfied. And there was one author that was paralyzed that said that we all want to be healthier and happier and more enthusiastic about the future, but exercising gratitude can increase your chances of all these things. Gratitude not only leads to happiness, it's an integral part of what this book always talked about, this Olam HaYadidus, to reach this Olam of oneness, which maintains this feeling of gratitude when faced with minor annoyances or major challenges. Practicing gratitude will raise your happiness set point. He brings here some beautiful thing about the parents of this label Kletsky. It happened back in 2011, where he was murdered, and he was a 9-year-old boy, and the parents wrote a statement, and I'm just going to read the statement here. After the shiva, they wrote this statement to the community who tried to help so much. He said that they wrote as follows: the traditional 7-day intense days of mourning of shiva for our beloved Leiby is complete, but the ache in our hearts will remain forever. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the 9 beautiful years that he entrusted us with Leiby's pure soul. We are certain that Leiby is now looking down from heaven and blessing us all. We would like to once again thank all our friends and our neighbors, all the selfless volunteers from near and far, local, city, state, and federal agencies, and all our fellow New Yorkers and beyond who assisted us physically and emotionally and spiritually, as well as all of God's children around the world who held our dear Leiby in their thoughts and prayers. We pray that none of you should ever live through what we did, but if any tragedy is ever to befall any of you, God forbid, you should be blessed with a community and public as supportive as ours. We feel as though through Leiby we have become family with you all. That is an unbelievable madrega of turning something so difficult and shifting it towards Hakaras HaTov. Hakaras HaTov is recognizing good. And even if you have a difficult day, your life is filled with good. And even if your wife has some challenges, she has a multitude of good midos and has done immeasurable good things for you and your family. And one needs to recognize them. Unfortunately, we often take for granted most of our brachas, and we need to really work through this gratitude. And the aside of the gratitude is number one, is that you notice it. You see a good in your life. You see a good in your wife. So you have two choices right then. Will you take it for granted, or you will notice it? So you make sure not to take it for granted, and you're sure you notice it. So you notice this good in your life, and you notice this good in your wife. Now you have two choices. Either you look at this good and you have a sense of entitlement. It's just, well, it's owed to me, or it's just expected, and you leave it at that. Or you have a sense that it's actually a gift, a meiridik, a gift. So the same idea as an example, you have a functioning liver that has 500 different functions, and it produces approximately 1,000 chemicals. Or your thumb, you have your two thumbs that through the thumb you're able to button your shirt. Or you have shock absorbers in your feet when you walk. Or your saliva that allows you to swallow a cracker or a piece of bread without pain and liquefies the food so that your taste buds and the tongue, which is responsive to those liquid molecules, can taste it. Or your tear glands, which keep your eyes moist and washes out the irritants. So the first step in the skill of Hakaras HaTov is to notice what you have taken so far for granted. To feel gratitude, you feel and notice the abundant good in your life rather than taking it for granted. You pass that hurdle of sense of entitlement. If you just feel you're entitled to the brachas in your life, you're entitled to the services of your wife, you won't feel Hakaras HaTov. So this is a tremendous yesod. He brings a story of a 41-year-old man who played tennis and had a massive heart attack. And unconscious, he was rushed to the hospital. The doctors performed the 4-way bypass surgery. He regained consciousness a couple of days later, and the man was angry. He said, "I'm 41 years old. I ate a healthy diet. I exercise 5 days a week. Why should I have a heart attack?" See, this attitude comes from a sense of entitlement, that we're entitled to the healthy beating of our heart. In truth, the healthy beating of our heart, a healthy heart, is a free gift from Hashem. So this entitlement mentality breeds that causes us to take things for granted, and we feel resentment when we lose it. While if we have that gift mentality, it breeds a great gratitude and joy. And this is such an important yesod. And we're going to be mamshich bezes Hashem in the upcoming shir of how practicing Hakaras HaTov overall, and then practicing Hakaras HaTov towards your wife, will create a whole new dimension in your marriage and will bring tremendous bracha for you and your wife. Bracha v'atzlacha.